He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
And get ready, take your seats, and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Mr. Once again, for that 1,214th time. That's that new math mystery. I got the calculator. I got the, what's those things?
Got your fingers out, your toes out.
What's that syllabus? Way back in the day, had these things on a string, and you push the coin.
Abacus?
I got one of those, too.
Well, you know.
I'm old.
You got there.
All right, I'm mainline here. I'm mainline 244. WBDG, but you can't call in. I got an awesome guest on the line this morning. We got a lot of social media contacts out there. Mr. Easter will go through some of that. Yep. We got some good stuff and things for you this morning. I mean, I feel like I'm calling the game right now. Just calling the game like we did last night. I didn't call the game last night.
We got the Super Bowl here.
I do. Yeah, that. Yeah, we did.
Right.
Yeah, but did I call the game last night between the girls and North?
We did. That was Warren Central, Ben Davis. although you were listening.
That's what I was doing. Yeah. I was listening. I knew one of the things I was doing.
And thank you for your kind comments about our students.
Hey, BD1. Hey.
We had a good broadcast.
Yeah. With that in mind, we're going to talk about some stuff and things involving our young people as pertains to sports and education. But I'm not going to tell you who's on my line before. I'm going to leave it out there. Like a little spoiler. I'm not even going to tell who my guest is.
Right.
My guest is on the line.
I felt like Batman this morning. That's all I'm going to say. You know.
Yeah. When we get to that, we got a thing we call the,
The Big Board.
That's right. We've got the big board here on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. Forgot to do that again this week.
We have vacation.
You. Yeah, I know. Anyway, you're listening to School Talk with Emerson right here on WBDG. Replay of the show will re-air at 2 p.m. on Sunday, and you can also find the show after we're done on audioboom.com or where you find your podcasts. We've got some football tonight. Ben Davis Giants hosting Center Grove at 7 o'clock tonight. 6:15 will be the coverage here on Giant 90.9, and we thank the IHSAA for allowing us to be able to bring coverage of football to you. And the game will also be broadcast tonight on a couple of other radio stations, and it will also be on IHSAA TV.
All right, awesome.
So that will be tonight as well. We've got boys basketball tipping off on Tuesday. Woo-hoo! They'll take on Fishers, and we are playing it by kind of ear every away game. We've been told we could do all the home games, so if they're at home, the Giants are at home, we're going to be doing the game. But on the road games, we're kind of playing it by ear because some school districts have different requirements and different restrictions due to COVID. But Fishers has given us the opportunity to do the game on Tuesday, so we'll be there 7:30 p.m. for the tip-off. And then last night, the Lady Giants defeated Warren Central 62-48. They will be back in action on next Saturday, be taking on not this Saturday, but next Saturday against Lawrence Central.
Woo-hoo.
So another Mick game for them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Thanksgiving food drive continues. Want to mention that real quickly. If you want to bring donations, you can do that. Bring them up to the school, but do it today. Today's the last day on Friday as you're listening to this live. We've got social media. You mentioned it, Emerson, at WBDGND. You can follow us there. And then we're also on TikTok at Giant 90.9. So
all over the place.
That's going to do.
Ben Davis High School, we got this. COVID-19 situation is happening right now. We sound muffled because I'm wearing a mask. Mr. Easter's wearing a mask. We're also divided from a plastic, divider between us. So we sound like we're talking in the barrel a little bit. So bear with us as everybody, as some kids would say in bad English, everybody, is dealing with COVID-19. And on the phone, talking about IHSAA, we got the commissioner. Yes, push the magic button. We got the big man, the boss, the head man, the guy in charge. All that good stuff.
There we go.
Yes, he could go all the way. Well, he did. He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Mr. Paul Nightday. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And hats off to you guys. That may be the best introduction I've had since I've got this job, guys. And I certainly appreciate it.
Well, I can do this, too. We can.
Yeah.
We have applause.
We give it to you.
Oh, that's just awesome.
Man, wait a minute. You're awesome. I mean, I did a little research. I can read. I got the GED. I got a little college in that state university. I can read a little bit. I love my teachers. Push that button again. I love my teachers. You know something about the classroom, sir.
I do. I've been there.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of times and great, great memories and relationships with kids of being in the classroom, and certainly glad that I was able to start my path in the classroom with children.
And that's what I'm talking about. And that's what people, I want folks to understand. You know, they see you now, but I want to talk, I want to go back a little bit before I get to where I'm going. It's that. What was it, a passion when you was a child? Did you want to be a teacher? Did you want, what is it? What did you drink? What coffee? Give me that coffee. What was it?
Well, you know, I had great role models. My family, my father was a state trooper in public service, and my mother was a first grade teacher. In the public service. I had a grandfather that was a minister. And so, you know, it was just what we grew up with, and that was serving the public and serving people. And it was ingrained in me early and became one of my passions along the way. And I think it was just a natural for me to do that, to become a teacher. You know, the other one I'll speak to is my high school coach, Herb McPherson, was a teacher. And then when I came out of college, I wanted to coach, and I wanted to be like my high school coach. And that's where, you know, that's where all that came from. And certainly do not look back on that. I'm absolutely made the right decision for Paul Nightday when I went down that path.
Wow. Your pop was a state trooper?
He was.
I missed that. Hats off to your pops. I served as a state trooper between 79 and 85.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Hats off, my friend.
Man, I tell you, wow. Now I know why you did what you did.
Some people would say I didn't have a choice.
You did not. That is awesome. Man, that is awesome. Man, that's it. I know. See, a double love. I just love it, 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 love it. Okay, I'll slow down. Told you, I need more coffee. But anyway, yeah, so that was awesome. Now, the governor, even the governor's detail right now, it's a lot of the guys there are tested positive for COVID. So his detail is shut down right now, and he's in quarantine. Oh, man, this COVID-19 thing is just revving havoc all over the place.
It's tough. It really is tough. You know, it's there's no book for this, and every time you turn around, something different's coming at you. But people are resilient.
Yeah,
they're working through this just fine.
I know when you came on board a few months ago, I mean, did you know what you was getting into?
Well, we knew what COVID was at that particular time. We had dealt with it last spring, obviously, with the heartbreaking decisions to cancel the boys' basketball tournament and the spring sports season. But, you know, none of us signed up for this.
Yeah.
None of us signed up for living in a world with COVID. And so we all have to jump in and do the best we can. With what's facing us, and I think that's why, you know, I'm thankful I was given the keys to this office and the opportunity to lead through this pandemic from an athletic perspective.
Well, I'm glad too, because your background is pretty awesome. I think we got the right person in the right spot at the right time. I know you wanted to do some things, and with the help of the, you know, state government, which dealt the department, help of the Department of Education, wanted to do things in phases and to get back into the game. Because it is our young people that are your main focus. So that asked me to my first question, focus. What is the primary reason of the focus of the IHSAA?
Well, you know, the primary reason is where we've always, I don't think it's changed for us. I think the first mission is that education comes first in our business.
Mm-hmm.
And we support the classroom. We have to support the classroom. And athletics comes second. And that's why it says education based athletics, and we have to be focused on, and I can tell you, for me, and what I look at, the thing that drives my decision making is what's best for the last kid who makes a team.
Mm.
Because that experience is so important.
You said something there.
It is. And you know, while I applaud great athleticism and kids that can play at a high level, there's more than that on the team. And every kid has to have their experience protected, their dream to play for a state championship, or maybe the dream is just to play for a sectional championship. And mm-hmm. that has to be protected along the way and all of our member schools.
Wow. You put that in quote, because you see guys sitting on the bench, way at the end of the bench, you know, and their heart is just as big and their energy is just as popping just as much as the starters. You know, and like I said, it's no I in team. I might sound corny, but that statement is old as Methuselah. There is no I in team.
There is not. And, you know, there's not.
And that is tough. Now, you stages. Now, are we – I know back in – to get back in the game, I know at one time you talked about phase one, phase two, phase three, as far as getting schools back into the game. Are we still in phase two, or is that what you consider going back in the – phase three?
You know, I don't know that we're really looking at phases very much right now. I think that was our progression out of shutting things down.
Mm-hmm.
Once we got back to a point to where we were able to put kids on the field or the floor and start contesting games, from my perspective, that was really phase one for us.
Okay.
You know, our phase one was getting back in touch with our kids back in July 6th. Mm-hmm. Phase two was participation, and we got there. Now, you know, once we've gotten back to participation, you know, there's the variation. It's completely changing around us, and it will continue to change for a while until the therapeutics continue to improve and get better and the vaccine gets widely spread. But, you know, we enjoyed a fall that had fans attendance. But what we have to remember is all but one of our high school sports in the fall was outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
We had volleyball contested indoors, but when you move into an indoor environment, you deal with a whole different set of parameters, and that's what we're working through right now.
Yeah, notice on, you know, with, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
On your website, there's some guidelines there for the winter sports, because we're coming into that time of year now with the winter sports. So what can we expect, or what, since we haven't, guess got into winter. That word winter kind of like gives me the cringe, because I hate driving in the snow.
Yeah, I hear you.
But
you know, I think what we can expect is we're going to have, I think the number one thing we're going to have to get used to for a while is reduced fans. We're going to contest games, and we're going to have starts and stops just like we had in the fall with our high school teams based on close contact and quarantine. But when we play, it's going to be in front of less fans. And, you know, we have a lot of places in the state that have gone to family only or immediate family only. And some places are as restrictive as mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be what our winter looks like until we emerge after the first of the year and start getting more and more vaccinations out there. And we can operate things safely, or, you know, if the positivity rate across the state and people do the right thing starts coming down, then we're going to see our fan numbers increase. But until that happens, we're going to play the games, but it's going to be in front of less people.
Now, we're seeing that all across the board in the professional ranks, the college ranks, high school ranks, elementary ranks, all over the place since COVID-19. I know you got an email. I know you got Twitter. Do you get the mail that says, are you out of your rocker? Are you out of your mind? What do you mean? What are you doing? What are you doing?
You know, I was talking to somebody here in the office yesterday, and, you know, to one person, we're heroes here in the office because we've been able to push the button and let people continue to play. But then some folks that, you know, we are putting people at risk because we continue to push the button and let people play. And,
oh, man.
You know, and I get that. I understand that. You know, and I think the one thing about this country, and we all have a choice, and, you know, if families don't feel that the school environment, participating, going out, going to the grocery store is safe, then mm-hmm. there's methods to be able to hunker down, stay in the house, and do that. But if you are you feel safe in moving about and wearing a mask and staying social distance and going to a game and going to school, you know, then you can do that also.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where I think we miss sometimes is people have that choice, and they need to continue to exercise that choice. And we applaud both choices. We absolutely do. And, you know, that's why I think that attitude is pervasive among our schools and our leaders across the state. And that's why we're at today in Indiana.
That makes a lot of sense. It makes so much sense that it is, if people just realize that, I think we have less drama in the whole world as pertains to a lot of different things, knowing that the choice is yours and you can do things safely. And as long as you don't blow things out of proportion, I think you got a valid point there. And I hope folks will continue to support what you're saying and what the communities are doing to try to keep our young people safe and keep them, because they do need the extracurricular activity. They do need the education. They do need the sports. It's all part of a plan, part of living. And I think when you've been in the classroom, as you have, you really understand that more so than just a typical bureaucrat behind a big desk in a big office.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I always tell people my favorite part of the day when I was in the building was cafeteria duty.
I can relate to that.
Yep.
Yes, Teach. I can definitely. I used to be a cafeteria supervisor, and the teachers, the principal, the superintendent would come through at lunchtime to the cafeteria and interact with the young people. It was awesome. It's so awesome.
Oh, great part of the day.
Picking up interacting with young people and teamwork. I noticed on your website, it was pretty kind of cool too. It talked about the introducing the faces hashtag face of sportsmanship. How did that concept come about?
Well, you know, I think we have to celebrate sportsmanship. You know, we certainly, you know, when it's bad sportsmanship,
mm-hmm.
our kids or adults fall below the human standard of decency. Uh-huh. And kind of lose their mind a little bit. You know, that's very obvious, and everybody wants to blow that up, and they want to talk. You know, that's just a small percentage of what goes on out there. Uh-huh. The vast majority of our schools do it the right way. Kids, you know, they shake hands, and they pick each other up off the floor, and you know, it's done with respect. And I think what we have to do is instead we'll deal with the things that aren't right and fall below the standard, but we're certainly going to celebrate the things that are right. And I think that's where our face of sportsmanship comes in. We must show those faces of people who are doing things the right way along the way.
And putting your coach's hat on right now, talking about as your concept, talking about the team comes first. What are you saying to a young person when you say the team comes first, coach?
No, I think for me, it's self-sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You know, an individual honor, two more points in the game, an extra rebound, a touchdown. You know, those are individual things that happen throughout the game. But are you willing to do the, I always say, are you willing to do the little things that make the team successful and your teammates successful?
Throw me in.
You know, and I think that's kind of what it means to me.
Yeah.
I've seen great players that don't make the kids around them or their teammates better.
Mm-hmm.
But you really got something when you have great players that makes everybody around them better.
Then you got another section that you're doing, 'cause always tell the truth. Why is, you get behind the eight ball sometimes, you want to fib your way out by telling a bigger lie. Now you're really deep.
Yeah.
So why is it so important? I mean, it might sound like a corny question, like why is it so important always to tell the truth, especially when you're dealing with sports? You make a mistake.
You do, and it's very simple. And this is a forgiving world, you know, and that's the easiest I think the easiest thing to do, I always said, man, I always got to tell the truth because I may not remember the lie I tell and tell it wrong the second time.
That's a good thing.
That is so true.
So, you know, you might as well just do it right the first time. And you know, if you did something wrong, you tell the truth and you move on. You know, it's just a lot easier place to live in this world.
I get out the, I'm on the floor in that way. That is so true. And then it starts with you to let the young person know that it starts with you are important, but you know, you are a part of the team, but it does start with you. Why is that important for the person who's sitting way at the end of the bench?
Well, And I, you know, I think it does start. We're all responsible for our own actions, and I think that's where that starts with you. And you know, can you look at that little kid that's sitting there wanting to be you someday, whether you're on the floor or wearing the giant colors? And can you look at that kid and say, you know, we're doing the right thing along the way here for you, mm-hmm. and we want to be a role model for you, that you do the right thing when you get to take this seat here at some point.
So as you can see, so we're here at Giant 90.9. We're student produced. You know, a lot of our students are going through COVID-19, so we're making some changes, some adjustments here. But our shows typically don't go on the air unless the student's pushing buttons. And so we're dealing with those changes there too. But everything we do is about the students. Without the students, we don't exist. Can I say the same thing about HSAA?
You know, I don't think if without us, our regulatory organization, I don't think it exists the way we want to see it today. Mm-hmm. I think the fair play goes away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're going to have, you know, what are state championships going to look like? Mm-hmm. You know, what if, you know, and I hate to get into this stuff sometimes, but it's out there. You know, what if every year the five best kids that were freshmen across the city of Indianapolis move and all go to one other school and come together?
Ooh, that's not good. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, I mean, that's not good.
That's not good.
That's not fair to everybody else out there. And, you know, what people sometimes forget to look at, while, you know, Indianapolis is in and of itself, but I've got to make sure that it's also fair for Jasper, Indiana, and Shakamak, Indiana.
Shakamak, yeah.
You know, and that's where our lens is, to look at every school across the state and try to maintain an equal, balanced playing field for all of those schools.
That is awesome. I see that. I noticed that the ISHAA has a foundation. And I think folks can get involved with that foundation and donate. So other than that, how are you funded?
Well, the primary funding stream that we have is through our state tournaments. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, you know, obviously the ticket sales at our tournaments is what funds us. Plus, we do have great partners, with the Colts and the Pacers and, you know, Sharp, and, you know, there are many, many more. Ivy Tech, you know, are great, great. Connecticut Water's another one here in Indianapolis. They're just great partners of what we do. And that's how we pay the bills here. We receive no tax dollars from the state of Indiana. I think that the other thing that's important to remember, that people of those ticket sales and of tournaments for travel, the tournaments, on a normal year, we return about $2 million back to schools.
Mm-hmm.
At the football sectional and at the boys' basketball sectional and the girls' basketball sectional, all the funds created at that level are returned back to the school, all but 2%. But 98% of those are returned back to the schools.
That's one thing. When I was a state trooper, people used to say that I got in trouble for saying a couple of things, but they would say things like, you know, you work and I'll pay your salary, and I say, here's your 2 cents. But anyway, I got that's a new show. So that was Emerson said that, y'all. So.
Yeah, I got to be pretty careful there.
So you can't say. But anyway, so folks understand that how you're funded. You know, it's not like, you know, some big tax row, big old tax row of monies. It being thrown at you guys, and then they say, "Well, you're getting all this money, and you're doing this to my kids." But anyway, Mr. Easton,
no,
yeah, I don't.
And we shouldn't be, and we shouldn't receive tax dollars. I mean, we are an independent organization. We're a voluntary organization. Schools don't have to be a member of the Indiana High School Athletic Association to play in this state, and there's no requirement. And you know, schools choose to do that because they want a level playing field across the state. So, you know, I think that's one thing that's important to keep in mind along the way.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. People sometimes understand that you're not necessarily like, you know, the NFL commissioner who is, you know, with the owners and things like that. I mean, your position in the IHSA itself, you know, the IHSA is the high schools of Indiana. Is that kind of the correct way to think about it?
I think it is. You know, Our leadership structure is we have a board of directors that are school people, principals, superintendents, athletic directors, that they're elected to serve this organization from a board's perspective. And then, you know, that board hired me to run the day-to-day operation of the organization, but that board also sets the bylaws and the rules that we operate under. You know, we have means around the state where memberships has input. And I think the other important thing to remember that any member school in the state can propose a rule that may be different than what we currently have, and it would be considered by the board of directors for implementation. So it's really an inclusive setup that everybody has a voice across the state that's part of our membership.
How many schools are a member of the IHSAA statewide?
We're right at 409 member schools this year. 409.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. How do you keep track of all this?
Well, you know what? I got a lot of great people around me that get me answers when I don't have it.
Wow. Wow. And figure it out. Go ahead, Mr.
Yeah, I wanted to send a shout out to Jason Willie, too. You know, we've worked with Jason for many years as a organization here. I've been here since 1999, and I think Jason started shortly after that with the IHSAA. So I'm just so thankful for the work that he does, because anytime we're given the privilege to broadcast a state championship event or anything, students are treated just like, you know, the big time broadcasters, because they are. I mean, they're professionals just like everybody else. That's what we often tell them. You're on the airwaves just like Bob and Tom, just like whoever you want to put out there. And so we really appreciate that the IHSAA looks at us in the same manner as Bob Lovell or some of the other great broadcasters in the state of Indiana. We really appreciate that. And I want to thank Jason for making not only that possible, helping us book you, Commissioner.
Hey, I know, I appreciate that. Now, one thing I'll tell you guys, if you ever lose that feeling that we're not kid-centered and want to support your program, you call me on that one, because we're going to support kids. You know, I'm very fond of what you guys do. When I was in Evansville, we had a radio station that was kid-centered and student-led in Evansville, and worked closely with them on some things. And man, I appreciate what you guys are doing to teach kids, give them the platform to grow and learn, and hopefully eventually someday they'll be on the big stage, you know, calling big games, maybe across the country or at least across the state.
We thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I mean, I was wondering this morning when I was coming to the show, I said, this guy's busy. But he takes time out to come on and talk to us little folks on the radio, because that's how he loves the kids, because, you know, like I said, we're student produced, and what you do is for our kids, and we love it. We just totally love it. I mean, when I saw your bio, I said, that guy's a teacher. Oh, boy. I'm a kid, you know.
I appreciate it. And guys, one thing before we get off here, I want to thank you guys for doing what you do. You know, this is not as you said earlier, this is not an I thing here. This is a team thing. And the media across the state's part of this team. And promoting education-based athletics is so important. And thank you for doing what you do.
Well, we wouldn't be the best community volunteer personality show in 2020 if it wasn't. We got that award to prove it, too, from the IBS there in New York City. So, but it's, our students are so awesome that their product they put out on the airways is so great. And I'm here only because they allow me to do it. So I know what you mean when you're talking about you're here because of the kids. So, and we appreciate everything that you do to keep our kids safe. And one last thing, where can folks go online to get information as far as COVID-19 and IHSAA?
Well, IHSAATV.org, or, well, IHSAA.org is where you can get to our general webpage. But you can also follow the games tonight on IHSAATV.org, and every game across the state tonight's being broadcast.
You got a broadcaster's voice, too. I love it. Well, thank you sir, thank you for taking time out to talk to us. Anytime we can be assistance to the IHSAA, you know, you already know we already here, so we here for you.
All right. Hey, and give a shout out to that great athletic director John that you got there at Ben Davis. Okay.
And Mr. Clark.
Yeah. Yep.
Mr. Clark is my guy.
We can do that. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys.
All right. Woo, woo, woo. We did it. We talked to the man,
The commish.
The commish. Yes. I like that, the commish. Yeah, he's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah.
He's a pretty cool dude. I know it'd just be a conversation. Is that what it was? Because he's cool.
Yeah.
You know, he's pretty cool. He got a big job.
And I know that, you know, the IHSA, you talked about it, they get a lot of criticism sometimes, but you see the assistant commissioners, they're at games.
Mm-hmm.
You see the commissioner, he's at games. They're out and about. They don't just sit in the office. So yeah.
They can't. I see why they can't. You know, they got to get, you know, to get the pulse of what's happening in the community.
I know Assistant Commissioner Falcons has been wearing different masks on his Twitter account. He's got it. You send it, I wear it. And he's got different masks on from the different member schools.
Right.
And I mean, they're in a very difficult job right now and trying to manage everything. He talked about it early in the show about how, you know, some people think that they're just heroes for keeping things going.
Yeah,
and some people, they're
villains.
Some people think that they're, you know, not, and that they're putting people at risk. And, you know, trying to walk that line and walking
a tightrope.
It is.
With
no net.
and that little stick thing you got, you know, the balancing beam. Man, but it makes, you got to have, but I see both sides, but you got to have that middle ground.
Yeah.
I guess the same way in that's a different show, but in politics, you don't get everything. Okay, let me back up. In life.
Right.
You don't get everything you want in life.
Right.
You just don't. I mean, you don't. I don't care how much money you got. You still don't get everything. That's a pretty profound statement there. But you don't get everything. And that's the same thing. And politicians should understand that's the same thing happening there. Talk about sports, living what we're living right now. You do the best we can, try to meet that middle ground. You're doing that tightrope act, you know, trying to keep it safe at the same time, trying to maintain. So, because if you don't, you get sick on the other side for other reasons.
You said it, keeping people safe.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where we want to be, is we want kids to be able to be kids still, because they need sport. I mean, some kids need high school sports.
Yeah.
We've seen it. You know, Coach Simmons said earlier this year, we think football is essential.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you think about it, to some of these student athletes, it is essential, because that's what keeps them engaged in school. That's what, it's the hook that makes them go to maybe a class they don't necessarily want to go to, but yet they know they have to do well in that class to stay eligible. And, you know, some people say, well, you should want to do well in every, well, that's not the way it works. So sometimes, you know, sometimes, I mean, you put yourself back when you were a kid, what kept you going to class? For me, it was radio,
Whoopins.
It was journalism, it was my parents. Yeah. But what kept you going to class?
Yeah.
So students need that still. And if you can do it safely, as I think that it's been demonstrated in a lot of places that you can, then you should continue to do it. And, you know, I know a lot of times, too, that performing arts and other activities get into this conversation like, well, if sports can do it, why can't we do it? And I think that's a fair question.
The question's fair.
But I don't think...
Safe is the other word.
But I don't think that... that we talk down athletics or organization when they're trying to do it safely, and they're trying, it's like, if you're being allowed to do it, then let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the situation.
Well, let's say, I'm not saying this happened. I'm just using it as an example because they had the presidential debates. So if somebody said, well, we still want to have our competitions in debate. We want to do it safely. Okay. You're going to be over there by a football field over to the left, football field to the right, and plexiglass in the middle.
Right. And speech and debate, they are doing it safely because they're doing it virtually.
See?
No.
See?
Yeah.
You find a way to do it. And can you, okay, imagine.
That'd be another good show, is having Mr. Peters on to talk about
how the guys are doing
and things. And, you know, but I know choir is really struggling right now because they can't.
You're close.
Yeah,
the harmony.
They can't.
The feeling,
but they're figuring
the
out
dancing.
A way because they've got a virtual concert coming.
Yeah,
so
I've seen some stuff.
They're figuring out ways to do this. People are figuring out a way to get around the pandemic, and you know, I think that what the IHSAA is doing right now is trying to figure out that way.
Yeah. Can you imagine when you was a kid? Can you imagine kids watching, little kids, and they're wearing a coach jersey, you know, little kids. Oh, when I grow up, I want to be a quarterback. I want to be a running back. So they're a kid. Now, I watch it on TV with their parents. They watch it on TV. Now they're in school. Now they're playing peewee ball. Now they're playing a little league ball. Now they're playing junior high school football. Now they're in high school and they're playing football, and their dream is to get in the NFL. And bam, here comes COVID-19, says you can't play football. And all your little bitty heart from once you were little, you wanted to do is play football to be a football star. Now you can't. That is devastating. Mm-hmm. That is devastating. So my hats off to the professionals, the coaches, to find a way that our kids can still reach their dreams, or chase their dreams, and do it safely.
Mm-hmm.
Chase your dreams, but a little bit different. You know, just got to do things a little bit different. That's all. We're wearing a mask. Inside the radio station with nobody else around us, supervisors.
Yeah,
Dr. Buzz ain't here telling me what to do. Since Principal Squire, she ain't here telling me what to do. I can slack off right now, just me and you. But we're not. That's weird.
But I care about you, and you care about me. And that's why we do it.
Yeah, there's no cameras in it. I can't prove this, but I got a camera. But it's like, we got time.
I got a good one for you here.
Hold on just a second.
But that was, so that's, I like that. So, yeah, we can
hold
do
on
this
just
stuff.
A second here.
Hold on. I'm in the whole pattern. You can't see us on the radio. I'm in the whole pattern. I got my arms up and left going left.
Okay. Here's a good spot.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That's deep.
It's a good spot.
That's a good spot, Scott. Yeah. You think about it. You know, I like you, Mr. Easter.
Right.
My heart would be broken if I'm the one that was responsible for you getting sick.
Yeah.
I've lost 3 friends to this virus. My daughter had it. My sister had it. Both of my sisters had it. Terre Haute and Evansville. And I would just be broken if one of them passed, died of it. I'm already broke because 3 of my friends did. But if I knew that I'm responsible for someone else's getting sick because I just purposely did not wear a mask and didn't care, man, first of all, I probably wouldn't care anyway because you didn't wear a mask in the first place. You probably don't care in the first place. Who said that? But Emerson said that. But anyway, but it would mess me up right now because I do care if if someone got sick as a result of me not being careful. That would just mess my brain cells up.
It'd mess me up too.
I'd be at myself. I'd just be, just because, anyway.
Yeah.
So wear your mask. You know, don't be stupid. I'm going to get a new one. New clothes and wear your mask or something. That won't get me in trouble. Because y'all know, I open up my mouth and insert foot. I never got a phone call from Dr. Buzz saying, hey, Emerson, you can look too far in the radio show. Let's have a talk. But Mr. Easter said, Emerson, all right, sometimes I say things. Mr. Easter, can I say that? He said, no. can I say this on radio? No. Remember George Carlin? Yeah. That's a whole different show.
No, we're not saying that.
Who we got next week?
Well, nothing next week because we're off. It's Black Friday. So we will
go shopping?
Yeah. We'll be... eating leftover turkey.
Woo, gobble, 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 gobble. Game plan, what you going to do?
I'm staying home.
Stay home? Yeah. You're staying home, too.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm going to turn my cameras on, do a lot of virtual stuff. And do a lot of virtual visiting.
Yeah, it's just not the time.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get back to it.
Have Thanksgiving in July.
That's a possibility.
Be warm.
Yeah, be Christmas cool. In July, Thanksgiving in July.
They can do that.
Yeah, but...
It's America.
I'm staying home.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing anything.
Well, folks at home, y'all hope y'all be safe too.
Gift of relaxation. Be thankful for that.
Oh, man. That means a lot.
Yeah.
It's good to be here.
Yep.
It's good to be here.
You're still here.
On this side of the dirt.
That's a good thing.
What you got next? You got class?
What you gonna do? No, I've got stuff to do. Yeah.
I go to work.
Gotta get ready.
I don't want to go.
Dr. Butts in 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
The man. Dr. Butts.
Yep.
Dr. Butts. I ain't talked to Dr. Butts in a while. He still got his black truck that he tried to run me over with. I'm just kidding, y'all. He did not try to run me over. I can see the news line. Pop the butt. Runs over Mr. Allen. No, he did not try to run me over. I just saw one day I saw him driving his black truck. It's pretty cool. It was a pretty cool little truck, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, let's get out of here. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give up, what you're going to be giving back. Students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Okay, big copycat. Just copy the right cat. Hey, copy the commission. You copy him. He did real good. He used to be a teacher. He know what he's talking about. He know things about the classroom, and he knows about the IHSA. They can go all the way, and they are keeping our kids safe. So, and young man, be a man. Up your pants. I can't stand sagging. I can't see you, but I can feel you. If you, well, I can't feel you, but that's not, that don't even sound good. But your brain not be sagging because I'm going to come and get you. That don't sound good either. I'm in trouble all over the place. I know one thing. If he's sagging, I'm going to come to the house and eat up all his food. That's what I'm going to do. The views of press on schools, that's the views of MSD of Wayne Township or Giant 90.9 or WBDG. The views of me and my guests. Until next week, you won't talk to me because I'll be eating some turkey. Enjoy your turkey. In 2 weeks, gobble. We have gobble, gobble. No, dude, we have the superintendent, Dr. Butts, on the radio. Ha! Have a good turkey day. Gobble, gobble, and Mr. Easton would say, see you next time on School Talk.
Gobble, gobble.